I want to put the spotlight on another topic that I take some interest in the second half of the day in particular, the weather. And I want to speak to Dr. Catherine Ross, who's from the Met Office National Meteorological Archive. Dr. Catherine Ross, good morning.
Good morning.
The archive, very important to look back, look at the facts, look at the figures, look at the records. Are we going to have more access to these records generally?
Yeah, the records have actually always been held here in Northern Ireland. All the Met Office records for Northern Ireland have always been held here by PRONI. But what we're sort of trying to do is actually help everybody to understand them a bit better and be able to use them better. So they're just, you know, a bit more au fait with what they do and how to use them.
Yeah, this is a good idea, because as opposed to someone like myself who can go through a producer or the Met Office and have everything at the tips of my fingers for a broadcast, there are people who just live, sleep and eat weather and everything to do with weather, and they would like a user-friendly system of visiting these records.
Yeah, we've always been quite keen to sort of improve access. I mean, I personally work in Exeter, which is a bit of a long way off, and so we've produced guides that can help people. But we're just sort of trying to sort of reach out to help out in Northern Ireland here a bit, and just help people to actually kind of be a little bit more able to look at those records and understand, you know, what it's going to tell them and what's the better sort of record and what's actually going to be a bit too complicated and really need specialist knowledge like you'd get from your producers.
So whenever I'm on the TV and I'm giving a weather forecast and I'm talking about this has been the driest March on record, as it actually has been in Northern Ireland, the driest March on record. I know the answer to this, but explain to the people who maybe have never asked the question, how far back do those records go? What are we talking about regarding duration of time?
Okay, so the Met Office was founded in 1854. And we've got records from locations around the British Isles, basically from then onwards. And there's also a series of more historical records, private weather diaries and other records like that, which can be used. They're used for something called the Central England Temperature Series. But they aren't quite as accurate. But if you know what you're doing and you apply various smoothing techniques, you can use them to create very long running old series. And then but what we tend to say when we sort of you'll hear sort of as old as when or the earliest since records began, essentially that'll be since the Met Office records actually start to be a running series, and that can be anywhere in the 1800s, depending on the particular type of record that you're looking at. A few of them actually don't even start until the early 1900s, depending again on kind of what particular element you're looking at. Rainfall, we do have an awful lot of rainfall records going a long way back. Probably the most significant location in Ireland as a whole is Armagh Observatory. They have one of the oldest record series of anywhere in the United Kingdom and the Republic. Their records will take you right back through the 1800s and even slightly into the 1700s. If we're looking at kind of the driest something on record, in this case March, then we would look back at the rainfall records for all of those months, right back to when the first official records start. And what we'd also do, we wouldn't just look at one location, because things can go awry, something can break down, or you might get a misread. So we'd look at a range of locations and then essentially sort of take an average across to be sure that we've got an accurate amount of information to hand out.
So David Attenborough is about to broadcast a special programme about the planet and how we're in jeopardy and we don't have much time to change it. From a professional level in the Met Office, is that something that's discussed and debated when you look at records, just how vulnerable planet Earth might be?
So as an archivist, I'm not a climate change scientist. But certainly what our records enable people to do is they enable our climate scientists to actually look at that and take that long view to go as far back as they possibly can. And that's where a lot of those private weather diaries and early records come in. So we can take it right back into the 1700s, even 1600s. And that allows them to improve their computer modeling and to improve their science. And so they can start to take that long view of change and separate out what could be natural from what is far more obviously, you know, a distinct change in the climatological pattern of the Earth. And then they can start to unpick, you know, kind of what is what we would call climate change, and where is it going, and what do we need to think about? And they'll take that sort of information to the conferences, the COP conferences, which take place every year now, the climate change conferences.
Well, I can crane my neck and look out over my shoulder across the river here and see the Public Records mm-hmm. Office of Northern Ireland, and it is yes. somewhere that you'd like to steer more people towards. If we make contact with PRONI, what advantages are there for weather watchers, for weather investigators, for people who just casually want to understand weather more?
It'd be a great thing to make touch with, to get in touch with PRONI. I mean, if you happen to be free today at 12:30, you can come down. And I'm actually giving a talk there today about the history of the weather and about how to use records. Probably best if you go onto their website and just book in advance. But you know, it's somewhere that you can come and. You know, today, obviously, you just happen to be able to see a few things, but you know, more generally, if you get in touch with PRONI, you can ask them what records they've got for your area, because we have what we call stations, which are locations that record weather, and they'll be able to kind of look up near the nearest station to your area for the period of time. I should say that this will only be paper records. Anything that's more modern than that is all electronic, and you can get hold of that by emailing us down in Exeter. We've got a website. You can just look up the National Meteorological Archive and you can get in touch with us and find out the more modern records, because we've got all that via computer these days. But yeah, the paper records, if you get in touch with PRONI, you can order them up because they're held out at the Mollusk store, so it takes a little while to get them in. And then they can help you, once I've helped them, to look at those records and to understand what they're telling you. You can see the record wind gust at Kilkeel, for example, and you know, all the temperature and rainfall and humidity and wind and sunshine, even records for particular locations around Northern Ireland. We do have a handful of Republic records, but those are mostly kept in Exeter, because they're actually just part of big books of lots of other data, so they're a bit hard to separate out.
And finally, Catherine, do you feel that the ordinary Joes and Josephines, there's enough of them that are really interested in what is your living, being the archivist for the Met Office, and you know, as part of my living, broadcasting weather on the television? Do you think that people, a significant number of people, are steeped in it, or do they just want to know if it's going to rain tomorrow?
I think it's part of our national psyche. I mean, you know, it's the national topic of conversation. You know, what's the first thing we all say? Oh, isn't it wet today, or cold, or oh, the sun's shining? Yes, obviously, you know, we all kind of these days kind of have a quick look at the app and have a look at the radar and see if it's going to rain. But I think, you know, I think we really are steeped in the weather. You know, we have such an interest. You know, everybody will remember the Beast from the East last year, and then, you know, the summer of 79 and the winter of 63. You know, it might not be so much in people's direct memories, but they've heard about it from others. And, you know, and even going back, people talk about the mini ice age and that sort of thing. You know, I think it very much is sort of a part of all of us, that, you know, we just look up, and we're in such a changing climate, not in such a climate change, but, you know, that we're, you know, we're in a temperate location. We get so much weather coming in from the Atlantic. It's so changeable. I think we're just all very, very aware of it.
Absolutely. Dr. Catherine Ross, thank you very much. And it's interesting how you say the Beast from the East. We immediately think cold. The summer of 79, hot and sunny, and 63, the deep, deep snow. It doesn't even need to be described, because it is. It's absolutely written in our memory, whether we were living it or not. We've read it. Enjoy your visit to Belfast, Catherine. Thanks for coming on. Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
That's Dr. Catherine Ross from the Met Office. As I say, she's over there at PRONI. You'd have to go to the website to book on to the talk, but that would be very interesting. Today at 12:30.